Hey, selfish babe, it's your girl Olenike Osibowale, and in today's episode, I want to chat with you about two different people. I want to chat with you about an unhealed Lisa, which I'll give an amazing example in this episode, as well as Star, which we'll just call her Shining Star, right? And I think what I'm about to share with you is such a wonderful example of why I think that my goddesses should be taking their spiritual baths. You may even be able to resonate with Shining Star as a woman who has a bright light. And maybe you feel like when you're around other types of women, they are combative or mean or giving you dirty looks. Or maybe you can relate to Lisa, who feels like when she's around beautiful women like Star, she feels small, she feels belittled, she feels insecure, not confident, etc. Right? And even if you are a Lisa, an unhealed Lisa, or a shining star, this conversation is for every woman. As you are listening to this example that I'm giving, I want you to decide if you are an unhealed Lisa or if you are a shining star. And then you'll just wait to the end of the episode. But it is a wonderful example. I did post these examples on my Instagram at Olenike Osibowale as well. I want you guys to also remember that I am having my In Her Goddess Aura Selfish Babe Group Mentorship, where I'm only selecting to work with 20 women one-to-one who want to increase their confidence, their sexy, and become the shining stars in their life through the spiritual self-love rituals that I'll be teaching that allow you to become the goddess in your life. Now, if you are ready for that type of change and transformation, you can go to selfishbabe.com and you can join. XOXO Selfish Babe, affirming you enjoy this episode. Peace. If you are a beautiful woman with a beautiful energy, I was just having a conversation with a friend, and you were outside in the world just doing your thing, being a beautiful woman with beautiful energy, please get on taking your spiritual baths, okay? In my How to Become a Goddess workbook, I go over why spiritual baths are important. I'm gonna tell you this. If you're a beautiful woman with a beautiful energy, and I'm not just talking about society's, typical society's beauty standard, that is one way to be beautiful, but beauty comes in so many different shapes and forms, and sometimes somebody's energy can just be so alluring and beautiful that draws people in, right? People are attracted to you, people come to talk to you, you know, and people see that. And so if you're a beautiful woman just outside doing your thing, being beautiful, being who you are, when you come home, take your spiritual baths, cleanse off in some shape, form, or fashion. I don't care if it's just taking some fucking Florida water and wiping yourself off, taking some salt water and wiping yourself off. People are offended by your beauty. People are offended by your energy, because something about your beauty and your light, it's really your light, is what brings up their demons and their darkness that they have yet to process, and they may not even be consciously aware, right? Sometimes you can just be in the room, as I've been told, and people just don't like you just because. And that's without you even talking, okay? And that is because your energy can be a mirror for the things that people have yet to process. And when you come into the room, something about your energy triggers them. And because something about your energy triggers them, they are bothered. Because they are bothered, they may be rude to you, mean to you, give you dirty looks. And you may not even realize that because you're minding your motherfucking business, prancing around like the goddess you are. But as I've gotten older and I've learned, people are sick and people don't lack self-awareness and lack actually sitting with themselves to process their emotions. It's good when people can do that. But I've realized that a lot of people just don't do that. And so because a lot of people don't do that, they are projecting their own identities and insecurities and different things onto you. And you being the beautiful goddess you are, in and out, just prancing and shining your light, you need to go on home and go take that spiritual bath and cleanse off all that projection and the things that people are sending your way. Shout out to my godmother, okay, for teaching me that. In my How to Become a Goddess workbook, okay, chapter 6, Spiritually Cleanse Yourself, on page 25, I talk about how important it is as a goddess for you to have good spiritual hygiene. You cleansing yourself spiritually is you choosing yourself and putting yourself first. Walking around life with the energies of other people and having that affect you is just crazy. But when you don't know, you don't know. Now you know. Walking around earth and engaging with people, you can pick up spiritual pollution. This could be the sadness of others, the anger of others, the jealousy of others, and more. These energies can affect your energy and not serve you. These energies can actually block things up for you, which is why it's important to spiritually cleanse. I love to take spiritual baths, and as a part of my self-love journey, they have been big in my own development. So I'm going to share some of the spiritual baths you can use to spiritually cleanse as well. As a goddess, shining your light in this world, people will in fact be jealous of you, whether they say it or not. So cleansing is important on your journey to remove these energies from you, and then I go into some of the spiritual baths that you can take, okay? Like I said, my name is Olenike Osibowale, aka The Selfish Babe, and I make products for the goddesses. If you're a woman out there who has a light shining bright, if you decide that you are a goddess in this world, make sure you get my How to Become a Goddess workbook, a step-by-step inner workbook, and affirmation journal of spiritual self-love rituals for choosing and loving yourself dearly. All right? XOXO, Selfish Babe, all links in my bio. Peace.
You can be a bitch to me, it's okay.
I will be a bitch to you, at least. Because I don't like you. Don't like you because you scare me.
tall. You are slim. You are beautiful. You have a confidence that is so powerful that it makes me shrink. You bring out like the bully in school.
Look at me. I'm ready to cry that.
Please don't say that. I think you are like this little black widow that can just tear me down.
Are you kidding me? I had no idea Lisa did not like me. I don't want to like...
Okay, I don't want to talk about this for a while because when I first saw this video, I was like, this is what the fuck it is, okay? So I just made a video and I talked about if you are a beautiful woman with a beautiful energy, to make sure that you are taking your spiritual bath, and this is why. Lisa's a perfect example of that, right? What I liked about Lisa in this video was the fact that she could be honest about her triggers and the demons. So she says to the other girl, I don't like you, and I don't like you because you scare me. And it's because you're so beautiful and you're so confident. It reminds me of the bullies when I was younger. You're like this black widow. That's why she doesn't like her. Her just being in Lisa's presence brings up all these triggers for her, right? All these memories of her being bullied. She says she feels shrunken. Now, is the other girl doing anything on purpose but existing? No, the girl is just existing. But because she is being presented a certain way, Lisa feels a certain way. Lisa is the one that shrinks herself. No one is shrinking Lisa. So like I said, Lisa's being honest. And some people in the comments said, oh, it's good that Lisa's being honest. Yes, but this is where self-awareness comes in. Lisa's being honest and saying a lot of things that a lot of people would never say, right? Like, people can feel a way about somebody and not understand what's going on. What I will congratulate Lisa for doing is she's able to know why she doesn't like the other girl because of these triggers it brings up. A lot of people will feel triggered by you, but they don't even know why. Now, what Lisa could do in the future, instead of vomiting to that girl how she makes her feel, because the girl can't do anything about that, she should take those feelings home, write them down in a journal, and work through that. Work through when you were bullied as a child. Work through why do you feel like you're feeling like you need to shrink. How do you feel about your own personal self-concept? How do you feel about your own beauty? Are there certain things that you want to improve about yourself to get to a level of your own confidence and your own beauty that you're going to feel confident in who you are? And so that when you are stepping outside or with other women who are beautiful, that you don't feel like you are somebody to be shrunken. You don't have to feel small. It wasn't the responsibility of the other girl to do anything about what Lisa said, right? Because it was just like, why did you tell me all that? What Lisa said is what a lot of people won't say, but the energetically, they will send you that way. Which is why I said, if you are a beautiful woman, okay, and you have a beautiful light, and I don't just mean beauty by society standards, you should be taking your fucking spiritual baths, okay? Because you saw what just happened. Lisa was able to verbalize it. A lot of these people don't even have the awareness to verbalize it, but they feel it in their spirit, and they're sending that energy your way. And one thing as a goddess that you can do is to cleanse yourself so you can wash away all that shit, because that is not your responsibility. It's not your responsibility for that, right? Anyways, I'm happy I talked about this. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, because I'm telling you, a lot of people feel the way Lisa feels but will never say it. So yes, kudos to her to understanding her feelings, but now she has to sit with it and deal with it herself and then decide the type of woman that she wants to be, because jealousy can bring up the things that you desire most within yourself. Now it's up to you on how you're going to obtain those things. XOXO, Selfish Babe, remember you can get my How to Become a Goddess Spiritual Self-Love Rituals for Choosing and Loving Yourself Daily Workbook and Journal. Okay, it's for my goddesses out there, where I teach you all the spiritual self-love rituals that I talk about, just like the spiritual baths and the type of spiritual baths that you can take, etc. Link is in my bio. XOXO, Selfish Babe, the goddess. Peace.
So in the video where I had posted Lisa and the other girl going back and forth, and Lisa was basically telling the other girl how she brings up all these insecurities from just simply being around her, one person says they both need a bath, and one probably just needs a little bit more therapy and journaling, etc. And I agree that I think both do need a bath, right? One person, which is the person Lisa was projecting onto, she's gonna need a spiritual cleansing bath just to cleanse off negative energy, jealousy, evil eye, etc. Lisa also needs a bath as well. Okay, Lisa needs to cleanse her spirit, okay? Cleanse her spirit of that jealousy, cleanse her spirit of that insecurity. And so she's going to be using things that are stripping and cleansing her energy as well. So they both need a bath. Now, one person said that Lisa needs more therapy and journaling, and maybe the other one doesn't. I think the other girl, being a bright shining light that may invoke those reactions from other women, also needs to journal. Also needs to continue doing her affirmations and her mirror work. And the reason I say that, because as a goddess, when you have other people that are projecting onto you and treating you meanly or rudely or putting other opinions on you, that can affect you if you are not reinforcing yourself, right?
The other girl, being a bright shining light that may invoke those reactions from other women, also needs to journal. Also needs to continue doing her affirmations and her mirror work. And the reason I say that, because as a goddess, when you have other people that are projecting onto you and treating you meanly or rudely or putting other opinions on you, that can affect you if you are not if you're not reinforcing yourself, right? As a goddess, for me, you have to be able to know who you are, and you have to also be able to reinforce who you are. Just because people are not treating you how you're supposed to be treated, that doesn't mean now I want you to think lowly of yourself or think less than of yourself, right? That means you have to now go into the mirror and continue doing your affirmations and prayers to yourself, picking up that mirror, looking at your yoni and saying those affirmations and prayers to yourself, spending time alone with yourself, right? When you're around other people, you can pick up on those people's insecurities and projections, and now you want to spend time with yourself so that you remember who you are, being in your own energy. And that's a few different small spiritual self-love rituals as a goddess that I think women should have, especially women who are a bright light in this world. And in my How to Become a Goddess journal and workbook, I go over all these spiritual self-love rituals I have done myself and that you guys can do. Okay, I talk about spending time with yourself, honoring the energy of joy, being yourself, which is really important. Being your authentic self is really important, especially when you have a bright light in this world. And so you can check it out at shop.selfishbabe.com. but yes, I think they both need spiritual baths. Lisa needs a spiritual bath to cleanse off that jealousy and insecurity off of her, and the other girl needs a spiritual bath just for taking all the girl stuff that she just vomited on her. Okay, XOXO, selfish babe, bye. So if you're a Lisa out there and you feel triggered and small around other beautiful women, women who have a bright light, you just have to work on yourself. You have to work on your self-concept. You're aware that you're getting these feelings that these other women around you are invoking, but what do? It means that you have to work on your own self-love, on your own self-concept, on your own confidence. That means doing your spiritual self-love rituals that I talk about here in my How to Become a Goddess workbook. Okay, I go over all the spiritual self-love rituals that you can start doing so that you can truly start loving who you are and really working on your inner beauty. When you start working on your inner beauty, you're going to be able to see the beautiful parts of yourself. And when you start acknowledging the beautiful parts of yourself, then that's going to also reflect on the outer side as well. You may start dressing differently. You may start doing makeup if you want to. You may start presenting differently. And this is because you are calling forth your goddess to come out. And so if you are a woman out there who is sick and tired of feeling small around other beautiful women, you don't feel confident, you lack self-esteem, you want to feel sexy, but you just don't even know what to do, and you just want to feel secure in yourself, you really want to feel like, I'm that girl, make sure to check out In Her Goddess Aura mentorship group. This is a live 8-week program that I'm starting on May 25th. I'm only accepting 20 women to work with me one-to-one in a group setting, where every week we're going to be doing live videos and live exercises on how you can bring forth your goddess and how you can start being the shining star in your life. So as you work on these spiritual self-love rituals and tools that I'm giving you, when you are around other beautiful women and other women who have bright lights, you won't feel small because you will also be one of those beautiful women as well. Check it out at selfishbabe.com or go to the link in my bio to learn more information and sign up. So in her Goddess Aura mentorship, I work with both people, right? I work with the Lisas, which are the women who are insecure, the women who feel triggered or who feel small by being around other beautiful and people who have bright lights, right? If you're a woman that feels small, if you're a woman that knows that you are triggered around other beautiful women and you know this about yourself, I work with you, and I work with the woman that Lisa was word vomiting on, right? Which means you are a woman out there who looks at herself as a goddess, who sees herself as a bright light. I work with both, right? In the meantime, for any woman that wants to work on their self-love, their self-concept, and bringing out that goddess for themselves, check out my How to Become a Goddess workbook and journal, spiritual self-love rituals you can do every day to choose and love yourself. XOXO, selfish babe. I am officially opening up the doors to my In Her Goddess Aura Selfish Babe group live mentorship. Become the shining star of your life through goddess worship. You're the goddess babe. Are you ready to put yourself on the altar? In Her Goddess Aura is for the woman who desires to be confident, feel beautiful, and actually love herself beyond only the surface level, so she can stop putting others above her, stop settling for the bare minimum, and be able to see and experience her own radiance and shine. It is for the woman to learn how to reinforce themselves through spiritual self-love rituals so they can keep their lights shining bright. It is for the woman who wants to begin choosing herself, putting herself first, and honoring herself like a goddess, but with direct guidance from me, Olenike Osibowale, aka the Selfish Babe. This is a private 20-member limit group mentorship with me teaching you how to put yourself on the altar and worship yourself like a goddess through spiritual self-love rituals. It is the work that I've done for the last 10 years. For me, honoring myself as a goddess through spiritual self-love rituals has been transformational. My confidence is higher, I am bolder, spiritually connected not only to myself and my ancestors, but overall, and I am seeing and honoring my value in real life. Staining relationships with liars, going back to the same person because of time invested, although they treated you horribly, being friends with people again because of time, not actual growth, because you fear being alone or being out by yourself, are signs of women who don't love who they are and truly see their value. Especially if you're a woman out there who doesn't feel like they can be their true authentic self. When you start showing up as a goddess, your aura is different. People and the world respond to you differently. Many times that's very positive. Sometimes it can feel negative, which is why I also share how you can spiritually cleanse your energy from the haters that will arise once you step in your goddess aura, LOL. When you start putting yourself on the altar as the goddess and pouring to yourself as the goddess, how you see yourself will shift, which is the most important part. When you start to see yourself as valuable, connect with your womb, take your baths, and do the yoni mirror work, there is no turning back, because now you know and are more connected to yourself than ever.
You are now comfortable being your authentic self. You are comfortable expressing your sensual nature and being sexy. You speak up for yourself now, and you start doing work in the spirit to get what you want. A goddess is a magical woman, and her light shines bright. Are you ready to be the goddess in your life? In Her Goddess Aura is an 8-week exclusive experience with me. Live weekly video Zoom calls with the goddesses and me in our group, a WhatsApp chat with us all, step-by-step guidance on the spiritual self-love rituals that will have you more connected, grounded, and showing up as the goddess in your life, how to honor the energy of joy, how to pray for yourself as a goddess, how to connect to your ancestors, how to take and make your spiritual baths for cleansing and attracting, how to create a self-love altar, how to do the mirror work, and how to do the yoni and womb mirror work, how to work with your sexual energy, and attract with your womb space. It also includes a live weekend in Atlanta with me that includes a goddess night out, practicing all the things we have learned during our 2 months together. To join my In Her Goddess Aura group mentorship, you have to apply. It is very intentional and invite only, so you must apply to be considered. This is how the application process works. You schedule a private one-to-one Zoom video call with me, Olenike. I will ask you questions about yourself, you answer, and you can also ask me questions. This call is to see if our energies vibe and if you joining this container is in alignment. Based on our interactions, if it's in alignment, you will receive an invitation to join on the call. I will also say if it's not in alignment on the call, and from there we can continue. You can learn more and apply at selfishbabe.com. Or you click the link in the description. XOXO, Selfish Babe, peace. In Her Goddess Aura begins June 29th. So you have between now and June 29th to apply.